Balls of Fire again. My name is Kyle, along with my co-host Gary.
Delta Dick.
Coming straight into your ear holes.
Ear holes. Oh, yeah.
And then we got our other third, Matt.
Matt.
Want to say something to the fans?
Again?
Nothing?
Nothing. Wow, 2 weeks in a row, huh?
Yeah, I think he's upset.
About what?
About his CB handle.
Did he listen to the last podcast? He said he was going to last night, but
I really hope he didn't.
That was funny. You're like, hey, have you listened to it? No, why? What is it, just you guys rag on me the entire time?
You guys just trash on me all the time. Both foot sucks. Yeah. So as you can tell, Matt's not here. He might be here later if he'll just grace us with his presence. Obviously, the biggest attribute we love about him is his punctuality, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, great thing.
And then when we say something like, Matt, you're always like, whatever, man. Like, I'm always here waiting.
Oh, my God. Hey, before we get too far into this podcast, I just wanted to thank Andrew Myers for our intro music.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was pretty badass.
It's enjoyable, definitely. Hope you guys like it. And maybe we'll keep having him, and maybe we'll get some more in the future.
Yeah. If anybody wants to mix something up and send it to us, we will probably play it no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter how shitty it is. We might have just, like, really good commentary on it.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
I
appreciate the fact that you made this. You took time out of your day.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like shit, so go make it again.
Listen, this is not your course of a career.
Don't quit your day job.
All right, so I got some questions for you. Do you possibly have some answers for me?
I could, depending on what you're going to ask me. So,
all right, let's just run straight down the fucking list, all right? Fighting naked. What are your thoughts on that?
What? What is the gender?
What's the gender?
What's the gender?
No, I'm talking about you personally fighting naked. How do you feel about that? Like, do you think that that is, like, the most compromising, badass position you can put yourself in a fight?
Well, I mean, personally, it's, like, it's no guesswork. Like, the junk's right there. They can go for it no matter what. Like, they can just, like, grab my fucking dick and try to rip it off. I would like at least one layer.
Well, like, okay, let's picture a scenario, right? You're laying in your bed and you're naked, right? And you hear a rustling upstairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a burglar. Maybe someone, you know, got a machete up there. Who knows? Now, are you jumping out of bed and just running upstairs? Or are you going to take the time to maybe slip on a pair of plaid boxers? Or
I will take the 3 seconds. I will take the 3 seconds to slip on a pair of boxers.
Yeah, I don't even think it's just the fact, I don't know if it's the fact of it just flopping around, or just the fact that, like, it's exposed and in danger of just a lot of elements.
Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah. No, I would never fight naked. I mean, you might be able to catch the other guy off guard a little bit.
Yeah.
You, like, walk up there naked holding, like, a fucking foam sword or something. Yeah.
I mean, you have the element of surprise, obviously. It's just like, boom, right there. But other than that, like, after that, it's kind of downhill for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever tried running naked? You shit just all flopping around?
It's true. I run barefoot, though, and I feel a lot faster for some reason.
Only in grass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, not in gravel. I've never, like, ran barefoot in gravel. I'm like, yeah, I'm so much faster.
Well, even, like, dirt
and
stuff.
My feet are bleeding.
So what's another question you got for me?
All right. Would you rather be bitten on the penis by a non-poisonous snake or bitten on the hand by a poisonous one? Okay, so here's my thinking, right?
Like, how lethal is this poison? Like, do I have 2 hours to get to the hospital?
You have to be at the hospital in the next 3 to 4 hours. Or you'll be dead.
Ooh.
Or in some cardiac arrest. I don't know.
I mean, 3 hours is quite a long time. There's a lot of hospitals around here, so.
True. But here's my thing, though. If you're getting bitten on the... Okay, here's the thing. I'm in the doctor's office, right? And I think I can live a pretty good life without a hand. I don't know if I can live a pretty good life without a penis.
Without a penis?
Yeah.
That's not a life to live.
Well, okay, just think about the scenario. Like, your family's there, your friends are there, and they're like, well, he got bit on the hand by poison steak. We're going to have to take it off. So now you're just like, you know, I can put on a brave face for a hand. I'm just like, just take it, Doc. It's all yours. And then you're a hero in the eyes of your friends and family, and, like, you're forever going to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
An amputee?
Well, that, but you'll forever get, God damn it. Let me, come on, Gary. Help me out. Let me think.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Sympathy.
Sympathy.
That's what I'm looking for. You're always going to get sympathy. Sympathy sex. Sympathy presence.
Yeah, but then
Sympathy at your job.
Then you have to doctor the story up and be like, yeah, so, like, I was with this girl, and the snake came out of nowhere and started going for her. So then I lashed at it with my hand.
That's why it's better. Yeah, that's why it's better with your hand.
When all reality, you were just, like, laying out in the fucking yard, stoned out of your mind, drunk, and a snake came up and bit you.
Right, exactly. But let me go back to the other scenario where you're bitten on the penis, right? Can you imagine the hospital, like, what kind of brave face you put on? Like, oh, my God, no. Don't take it. Oh, God, is it going to be all right? What's going on down there? And you just instantly become a pussy, you know? So I would go with the hand, even though I run the greater risk of death.
Yeah, I'd rather not have my hand hacked off because
okay, but it's either hand or infected penis.
Well, right now I play more video games than I do get fucking, you know, action. So I think at this point in my life right
wow.
now, I would probably go Man. With losing the hand.
That is
or
both
not losing the hand, losing the wiener.
That is funny, but kind of a bit sad, too.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
There's nothing to say after that. Speaking of people that probably haven't seen in something in a while, Matt is still not here. So.
What time do you think he's going to show up? How far in this
Tomorrow?
Podcast? Tomorrow?
I don't know.
He's going to be pissed that we started without him.
Good.
Should we call him?
He's going to fucking be on time.
Yeah, what the fuck? He's the one who said, like, 7.
Oh, I know.
He's like, hey, let's do the podcast tomorrow. How's 7 sound?
This is just another instance in Matt making big plans and just, like, talking all this shit, and then it just nothing. There's just no substance whatsoever.
I mean, don't get us wrong, viewers or listeners. We love Matthew's death. I mean, we allowed him to be on our podcast.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
But as all people know, a tripod cannot stand up.
Yeah.
With only 2 legs.
Fucking falls over. It just becomes like a fork.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's bad. Like, his track record so far. I mean, I guess last weekend wasn't his fault.
Have you seen him on a track? I'm sure it's pretty hilarious. Hey, by the way, if you ever see Matt running, something has gone terribly wrong.
And you should probably run in the same direction.
Yeah, or go indoors into a shelter. Because the end of the world is happening.
Speaking of, This Is the End comes out today. Tonight.
I know, man. Well, actually, I think it came out Wednesday. I think
oh,
it was a
it?
Midnight deal. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
And you're going to go see it tonight.
I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. I might be the only one, though, that's, like, be down to see it tonight.
Well, I mean, once you ask Matt, hey, man, you want to go see that movie tonight? He's going to be like, well, man... I gotta put my big boy pants on.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Some
you know.
Of us have to work.
Something you know nothing about.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah. So I don't know. He's probably like gonna want to be like eat food or something and
you know what,
stay in.
You know what I loved about Matt yesterday? I'm like, hey, you want to go out to Main Street for some wings and some beers and stuff? He's like, yeah. And he came over. And he's like, yeah. I'm not gonna eat a lot because I just had, like, a pulled pork sandwich or something. And then we get there, and the guy's like, what do you got? And Matt's just like, well, to start off with, I'm going to have 15 wings.
That's always a great move. Like, I love the, well this is what we're going to start with.
Yeah.
So, like, I always like how Matt. Oh, so typical Matt. So typical fucking Matt.
You son of a bitch. I wish I could give you the stink eye right now, but you're not here.
You know, I really did enjoy your comment, though, about he wanting to dance on my grave. And I told him it's going to be an unmarked grave. And you're saying,
It's just going to be a cross grave stone with Kyle's hipster glasses.
Fucking ginormous pair of glasses.
Oh. And maybe that red flannel jacket you wear all the time.
See, now I'm coming off as a hipster, though, and I don't like it.
Well, because you kind of are. Those glasses alone.
It hurts. It cusses the core on me, Baxter.
I mean, Matt drinks PBR.
Yeah. Well, like...
And hipsters can't defend their hipsterism, because then you're like, dude... Like, one time I was like, Matt, you're drinking PBR? Like, dude, that's... You're such a hipster. And he goes, whoa. I was drinking PBR way before hipsters were. Like, that's something a hipster would say, man.
I was listening to this band way before you. Hey, have you ever heard of Elevator Def Punk? Of course you haven't.
That's like a perfect like hipster response. Have you ever heard of this band? Of course you haven't.
It's so underground.
Yeah. They play underground in a bathroom on Thursdays. When the summer equinox hits.
What's the code? What's the password to get in?
Autumn wind.
Autumn wind. I like it.
I don't know, man. I feel like if I was a hipster, like you just called me, I would have been like, yeah, man, so what?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
My brother's still in denial.
I don't really have a hatred of hipsters. I just kind of have like a knee-jerk reaction, like, I don't know. Like someone comes around a corner too fast. It's kind of like I see a hipster like, I don't know. I shouldn't make snap judgments on people. But sometimes I do. And sometimes it's right, though.
You're allowed. You're allowed to do that, Kyle.
Hey, man. So we were going to, I guess, invite Matt into the Sweet 16 bracket. But since he doesn't want to be involved with this here podcast, you want to just fucking keep on rolling with the...
Yeah, I think you're up. I mean, what do we have again? Just to recap. All right,
we're going to recap here real fast. We got pumpkin pie, German chocolate cake, Moose Tracks ice cream, and a double chocolate chip cookie.
From Subway.
From Subway. They're no delicious. Less. Very delicious.
They're very refreshing.
Okay. Oh, man. All right, well, you kind of put me on the spot here because I don't really have one keyed up, so I'm going to have to think about it. Should it actually come a lot more naturally, though?
Does Jell-O shot count?
I don't know, man. Like, would you consider alcohol dessert? Said the alcoholic.
If it's in the dessert, yeah.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't. I don't really like Jell-O as much as you do.
What's your thought on Haribo gummy bears?
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about
really?
Right now.
Really? Like the gold...
You fucking hipster.
The gold standard in gummy bears.
You're good. I don't know. What makes it so amazing?
I really don't know. I really don't know. Like, I...
Semen.
I don't... What? I do not judge when it comes to gummy bears. Or any candy in particular. I love candy.
Is it going
to
make your list?
What?
Gummy bears?
No.
Okay.
No.
Moving on.
Whoa.
You got something keyed up then? Or are we just going to keep talking about other stuff until we think about it?
Let's move on until...
We'll table that.
Yeah.
Table that shit.
Might as well.
All right. I got something else for you that we need to talk about.
Hit me.
Is the easy accessibility of porn for teenagers ruining them?
No. I mean, teenagers always, like, they've always had access to porn. Like, maybe not as easy with the internet, but, like, come on. Always, like, finding their older brother's stash or something.
Yeah, dude, but that, like, took time and effort.
Yeah, and it had a bigger reward.
Yeah, and now it's just, like, click, click. Control. Go on to the next one. Like, I remember when the internet was, like, first up and running, and, like, once you decided on that porno clip, guess what, man? You're in.
You're committed.
Yeah. There's no way. There's no like another 10-minute wait when you got a boner and things gotta happen.
Oh, I always love the pictures. I mean, the classic like, you know, loading
down,
just, like,
and then once
take
you
forever.
Hit what you needed to, you hit that fucking stop
button.
I don't know, man. I just think that they're getting like way too saturated with it, and like maybe their expectations of actual sex is going to be maybe not as fulfilling.
Fuck them, they're teenagers.
Fuck them. We don't care about the next generation here, do we?
They have a lifetime of having sex. All right, they'll learn sooner or later.
Yeah. I don't know though. Like, what's to say that they're not gonna like want to have sex? Who's to say they're just not gonna like dwell in their basement and like watch porn all the time now? Because like they've had this ease accessibility of it. Now they got to go and like find a girlfriend. It's like, ugh. Like, that's actually, like, work.
Yeah, but...
And what do they know about work these days?
Come on, you can't honestly say fucking jerking it off to porn is better than actually having unprotected...
Unprotected. I like how you prefaced with that.
No, you always... Don't be a fool, man. Wrap that tool.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, it's... I mean, sex with a real-life girl is always better than... jerking off in your parents' basement at 2 a.m.
But I mean, like, do you think that them, like, not actually out there, like, getting rejected or, like, feeling awkward is going to hinder them from actually having unprotected sex now? Since, like, they're like, well, I could try to talk to this girl and possibly get shut down, or I could walk down to my basement, turn the lights off.
Yeah, that's what you do after you get shut down. You always got to try. You have to try.
But see, we're thinking in our mentality. We're not thinking in the kids' mentality these days.
Like I said, fuck them.
Yeah, all right. Easy enough, man.
Don't give a shit about any fucking horn dog teenagers right now.
Well, it kind of leads me to another point. Like, remember Hot Tub Time Machine, where they're back in the 80s, and the kid from the present day, he's just like, hey, are you on Twitter? Hey, are you on Facebook? He's like, how do I contact you? He's like, you have to come find me. He's like, oh, it's so exhausting.
That's what I'm
afraid of. You know? Like, just the normal, like, striking up cold conversation with a woman, I feel like the internet has put, like, a stigmatism on that, and I don't know why.
It has.
And it shouldn't be that way.
And I don't know if, I mean, in one aspect, it's easier because, like, you meet a girl and you're like, hey, can I have your phone number? Then you don't have to, like, necessarily call her nowadays and, like, feel, like, awkward. Like, oh, hey, you know I'm so-and-so, you know, I met you at the bar. You can sit there and text and get to know a bunch of stuff about her.
Yeah.
Without the, like, awkwardness. Because you can text at your own, like, pace.
I guess. I mean, I've done that before. Like, I've met women through Facebook, and I've did the texting thing. But it comes to the point where, like, call me old-fashioned, you know?
I'd rather not.
But I'd rather actually, like, physically talk to you in person eventually. Like, it's not going to be, like these friends that we have are just, like, I mean, I know a couple people, maybe you probably are the same way. Like, you know people that just, like, text back and forth, and they, like, never meet. And it's like, yeah, we're texting, like, it's pretty serious. It's like, no, it's actually not.
Well, see, I've met a couple, like, I've done both ways. I met a girl first, got her number, and then started, like, texting her and everything. And that kind of works. But I've also done to where it's like, somebody gave me this girl's number, like, hey, you know, you should probably text her, and just strike up out of nowhere. Like, we texted for 2 weeks without even meeting. Then we finally met, and it was like, right. I mean, in a way, you don't have to go through the, like, all the, like, 20 questions that you kind of have to do when you first meet somebody. You already know them, but you can still touch on those topics.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, oh, so you're in nursing school, huh? Like, tell me more about that. How that. How's that going, you know?
I just think that plays to, like, the pussification of us, though. Because we're just, like, scared to, like, have awkward conversations or, like, not feel, like, immediately engaged with them. Like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you're guarding. You want to, like, put up a... You still want to put up a shield.
I think it just simply comes down to most people are, like, afraid of rejection.
I understand that, but I mean, like, I don't know. I just don't ever want it to get to the point where it's almost becoming to the point where I just can't walk up to a random girl and, like, start talking to her and her not think that I'm super creepy.
See, it's always like a double-edged sword with me, because if I'm, like, sober, it's really hard to do that without, like just walking up to a random girl.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do that.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
But, you know, get a few drinks in me, it becomes a lot easier. But also, the drunker I get, it's like, you're going to go up there, you're going to fucking slur your words, you're going to stumble over everything.
It's like a...
You just got to find that sweet spot.
It's like a bell curve.
Yeah, yeah.
In this area, I'm golden. These other outliers, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Thanks for coming in.
Everybody, welcome to...
the show.
The show.
With a tucked-in shirt.
Hello, Matthew. How was your nap?
It was alright. It was successful, sort of.
Get a little closer to that mic. Can you just get a little closer, please?
Are you miking it? Or you're telling... Okay.
I don't know, man.
This is as close as I can get.
All right, that's good enough.
Are we going right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been going.
What's the topic?
Approaching women.
It's terrible.
Well, what are your thoughts?
I don't.
Sounds about
right.
I mean,
not generally, like not at bars or like out at like social galas.
Why?
Galas.
When have you gone to social galas, first of all?
Well, whatever. It's just like an old-timey word.
Some wine mixers. Yeah. That fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well be wearing a tuxedo right now, because I've barely seen you with a shirt tucked in.
Tuxedo shirt.
I wear a shirt tucked in to work every day.
Wow.
On that note.
Wow.
So, no, I mean, we were talking about how, like texting back and forth versus actually, like in the old days,
talking
the
on the phone.
Old days,
either, yeah, like
That's
talking
why it's
on
sad.
The phone.
We have to call it the old days.
Like I've done the whole like talking on the phone thing, and it works. But you know, with texting, you got kind of like a buffer, so you can be a little bit wittier.
Exactly.
A little bit more clever.
You can like go over it in your head. Be like, nah, that sounds like crap.
Yeah,
I'm not
I mean,
say that.
Because you can say some pretty fucking bizarre things when you're just like talking, or like, because I mean, you get nervous even if you're on the phone. Like, you can get nervous. Like, say it's someone you like, or you want them to like you. You can go down a weird path.
Real fast. Boobies.
And you can even like set stuff up. I did this recently, where I was texting this girl. And I was just like, I said, so, tell me something about yourself. Wait 3 minutes. Okay, yeah, that was probably the lamest thing I've ever said.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, no, that wasn't lame, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're just, like, setting it up to...
Just don't fucking... You know. Why did you do that? You should just ask and then just waited. Who cares?
Because that was pretty
lame. It's fucking
lame.
Out there, man.
The only people that say shit like that
so
are
you,
fucking shrinks and guidance
why
counselors.
Is it...
Wait a minute, so you...
So tell me something about... How,
okay,
how
well,
do,
you didn't have to word it like that, but you're like...
You pretended to say something lame just to get the cute effect?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I underestimated you, Gary.
In a good way or a bad way?
Gary, I knew you had skills.
Just leave it at that.
Don't worry about it. I don't know, man. But here's what I told Gary. Like, I'm totally fine with like the online dating and like people finding other people through social media. Like, that's fine. But eventually, like, it has to come to a point where you have to meet that person. Like, I'm not gonna talk to you through social media forever.
Well, okay, I mean, I'll just right here. I mean, I'm on online dating
right.
sites. Like, I'm actively trying. I've been trying it for a few months now. And in my profile, at the very bottom of it, there's like you have the whole thing. Like, this is who I am. Whatever.
Your little bio.
Yeah, you give a blurb.
Right, right, right.
But at the bottom of it,
I hate Boba Fett.
You have a there's a little section that says, you know, what are you looking for? And what I put there was, I'm looking to find someone to talk to that has similar interests and who eventually wants to meet. Like, because there's some people that get on there and they just want chat buddies.
Yeah. Well, that's dumb.
Or they, I know, exactly. that's what I feel about it. But there's a lot of people, I'm not going to say people, there's a lot of women that get on there and they just want someone to talk to them every day and make them feel special, but they don't ever actually want to put any kind of...
Well, yeah,
which just leads straight back to what social media... It's a good and a bad, like you said, a double-edged sword. Like, it allows you to meet people that you wouldn't otherwise meet and maybe be a little less awkward, but now you're meeting people that just don't want to put maybe any effort at all. Like, it involves literally no effort to, like, put up a profile, right, and just like type in a couple fucking things about yourself.
It's pretty fast. And I mean, I've basically for the last 3-4 months that I've been actively doing this, I've been slowly accruing like little rules. So I mean, some of them are superficial, but they're there for a fucking reason. But one of my rules is, you know, if we're chit chatting for 2 weeks, and I ask them out 2 different times. And they keep saying, no, let's just keep talking. If 2 weeks go by and they don't even want to meet for coffee or whatever, then I'm just like,
dump it, dude.
I'm not going to say that you're like a waste of time or whatever, but it's obviously you don't seriously want to try to be. And that's what I'm doing. You know,
there you go.
You know, I've got other rules too, as far as like, I mean, the way that someone types or talks or texts or, you know, the subjects they want to talk about all the time, or they keep bringing up, that it says a lot about the personality or the person. And, you know, some things I jive with, some things I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's just like what I was talking about, Gary. Like, do you think that it's just where we live, the time we're in with the women, about, like, just going up to a woman, like, you've never met and just start talking to her, like, and then her think, like, instantly, like, wanting to think that you're creepy. Like, I don't think that, like, what is up with that?
Definitely.
Like, what's the deal with that? I don't get it.
What's the deal with that?
Ovaltine.
I feel creepy. Like, I don't know. I've never been the one to go up and be like, lay some cheesy fucking line on.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there's definitely enough creep guys out there. Like,
exactly.
Hey, baby.
Like, I personally know guys that are like that.
I think that's the worst thing you can do is just walk up to a woman and use a like a pickup line.
You can even coming up to them now, I don't know. I guess even coming up now, I almost feel like you need a reason to walk up to him. Like, oh, hey, I really like your shirt, or something like that.
An icebreaker.
Like, yeah, something. But it's got to be more than, like, you know, one of those, you know, just put in whatever fucking terrible line you've ever heard.
Honestly felt that the best approach is the simplest one. It's either, like, an icebreaker where, like, hey, you have a nice shirt, how you doing? And then just be like, my name's Kyle. And then you just start a conversation. Like you said, cheesy pickup lines usually don't work. But whatever. That's where you go, dude.
So
it's like improv. It's like being on a stage, man.
You come here often?
Terrible.
I know,
use that on my girlfriend all the time.
I would
just because it's super cheesy.
Down if I no.
That's just a funny line you can use later.
I know. I noticed you're eating a salad. Is that because you think you're fat?
There you go. Yeah, that's probably...
That'll work, right? Right?
Yeah, no.
Good. No, that works.
I definitely am writing that one down.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that with me.
Yeah, you can have
put
that.
Put it in my pocket.
I'm going to take that with me to Brothers tonight.
I allow you to use that. By all means.
Oh, my God. You. All right. Well, like I said.
Well, I've also noticed that there's a huge gap in social skills between, like, I'm 25, you guys are 26, but I've noticed that there's a huge social gap between someone my age and someone who's like 21.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not just saying like I'm
thinking about myself as 21 talking
I'm not
to
just
me
saying,
now
like,
just...
I'm not just saying maturity level wise, like I you know, I can compensate for that, like, that I get and stuff. No, I mean, like, literally the way they talk. Especially through if you're texting or chatting online or whatever, people
lots of
our age,
LOLs.
Yeah, people our age and older, it's generally it's the normal sentence structure,
yep.
And then the occasional like haha LOL or a smiley, like occasional. It's not every time, but like I've talked to some girls that are 20 and 21. Every single sentence, regardless of its meaning, almost always ends in ha ha ha, frowny face, smiley face, or ha ha ha, LOL, blah blah blah. Like, it doesn't matter if she was like, one time I got raped, LOL.
Wow.
Like, I understand that's an extreme way out there, but.
Did that just happen? Okay, so we're talking about Sweet 16s earlier.
No. We're not going back to that, are we?
No,
Is that dead?
No, it's
not
dead.
No, it's not dead.
Can we kill it?
No, shut up.
All right. Well, I'm gonna sit out this round, then.
Oh, get out of
here. Oh, you're such a chode.
Carry on.
All right. No, from what you were just talking about, like, the age difference, like, the past like, 3 girls I've kind of talked to, they've all been 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, she was pretty cool, but, like, you could tell, like, she had never been in a serious relationship before. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just, like, clingy as fuck. And, like, really, really emotional about, like, the dumbest things. So, that one's gone. The second one, like, she seemed pretty cool, but she just, like, lived too far away. And she was, like, one of those girls that, you know, twirl her hair while she's, like, smacking on chewing gum and stuff. Yeah.
I couldn't deal with that.
This last one.
It's a huge sign of insecurity, by the way.
This last one, I met her at the bar last weekend. And we exchanged numbers, and we kind of texted a little bit, not too much. And we made plans to go get a drink last night. And this is, like, where the age thing comes in. Because yesterday morning, she texts me and says, "Hey, so, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it tonight because my parents are, like..."
Boom. Parents.
I like, crashed my car, like, 2 weeks ago, and they really don't, like, want me driving out. And I'm just like, wow. You really need to get your fucking, you know, permission slip signed to, like...
Yeah.
When you're 21?
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. All right.
Red flag. No, I'm flag in the field.
I'm 26 years old. I don't need to fucking deal with that kind of shit.
Yeah, that'd be a big... That'd be a big no.
Move along. Move along.
Moving along.
These aren't the girls I'm looking for. Move along.
Get it on. Let's go.
But no, yeah. All right. So, next...
Hell. They wouldn't even know proper CB etiquette.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
You know what kills me, though? Like, when they text...
Guns?
No. Yes.
Machetes?
It hasn't been tried yet, but I assume. No, when they text you and they write in text lingo, even though, like, there's no pressure for time, like, it's they'll say, like, "see you later."
Oh,
and
yeah, texting shorthand.
It's like the C... And then the letter U, and then just L.
Matt's
L
blood pressure is rising
R,
with each letter.
Just, I'm looking at him like, that had to take more mental power than just to type it normally.
See, a while ago, I was talking to this one girl.
And it just tells me you're fucking lazy. That's, really, that's what it says to me.
That's social media, man.
That's what it does.
That's what I loved about her, because our text conversations, like, we would try to one-up each other and try to use the biggest words in our texts and, like, try to just be, like, fucking, like, articulate as shit.
Yeah.
And ooh, that was pretty cool.
Articulate.
You were trying to out-articulate each other?
Pretty much.
So you were being ostentatious in your language.
No, sassentatious. I have no idea why I said that. Move along!
I don't know, man.
That did come out strange.
Yeah.
Hey, fine. So did you listen to the last podcast?
No.
Okay. So,
go ahead and continue to make inside jokes on it,
CB
though.
Handles. Let's do it.
I thought you already did it.
We did.
Oh.
I'm Delta.
Delta Dick.
Are you about to bequeath mine onto me?
Delta Dick. This is Pickle Loaf over.
How's it going, Pickle Loaf?
Pretty good, Delta Dick. Hey, I just need to know if you have the handle for our third buddy rolling on the road trip.
I sure do. It's, we got a little Mr. Apple Pie a la Chode over
oh.
here.
Oh!
You like that? Apple Pie a la Chode.
Pickle Loaf.
No.
It's Pickle Loaf a la Chode coming out.
No.
Alachode.
We're not going to use that.
No,
Alachode. Are you here? Can you hear me, Alachode?
Nope.
Just get quiet. He's got no words.
Can we just, like, use it once every episode and see if it sticks?
Can we just use it all the time in our daily lives now?
Gary, quit trying to make fetch happen. Fetch isn't going to happen.
Alachode's going to happen, though.
Fetch? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
What?
Don't worry. There's money.
Fetch.
There's
mean
money
girls?
In the banana stand, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Go watch it. It's Lindsay Lohan's masterpiece.
Wow.
Speaking of inside jokes,
we're not no go.
I didn't know we were speaking.
Well, no, he said fetch, and I'm just like,
oh,
no one got that.
I can't. Well, someone out there listening and got it.
Maybe.
Yeah, pretty much every woman that listens to this.
Yeah.
Whatever,
will
dude.
Probably get that.
I've seen Mean Girls like 10 times. It's fucking hysterical.
Jesus Christ.
Just saying.
How many times have you seen Big Lebowski?
Oh, probably at least 20.
Okay.
What, as long as my Mean Girls to Lebowski ratio stays 1 to 2, I'm
well,
okay?
I'd like to see improvement on that, but...
All right, Alachode, that was good stuff. All right, Let's go with what is the greatest attribute an action hero can possess?
Besides, like, tight spandex?
That's not an attribute. Could be
I mean, his ability to show off the tight spandex might be an attribute.
I don't know. How about heroism? Like, I think that's
heroism.
There we go.
Hero. I said something really weird a couple podcasts too back. I can't think of it now, but
I think that's what it, I think it has to be the ability to deliver a one-liner just spot on,
no matter what.
Yeah, like
in the face of danger,
just like, under pressure, getting fucking tortured, like just the spitting out that one-liner.
King of one-liners. It's got to be like Sly Stallone.
Schwarzenegger did some pretty good ones.
Schwarzenegger, yeah.
I'm just thinking of Schwarzenegger everyone, in True Lies.
Yeah.
When he's got the true serum, he's like getting fucking tortured.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, they're probably going to kill us. And then.
Dude, Jamie Lee Curtis was fucking gorgeous in that movie.
Yeah. She was looking pretty hot.
Her boobies.
She's all about activity.
So what's your favorite attribute then? Yours is spandex then?
No. I don't know. Like, who the fuck cares what they're like? Like, how many attributes do they have?
Okay, well, obviously, ability to pick up any weapon and fire it with
100%
accuracy.
100% accuracy. I see what you're saying.
And great precision. And then you have, like, the ability to fall from, like, four stories and somehow, like, tuck yourself in a way where you, you know, crack some boards or something.
Especially if you're just, like, a normal human.
Dusting
like
yourself off.
Like, Batman or Superman. Or not Superman, but Spider-Man.
I mean, being a wheel man always helps. Being a good wheel man.
They are, like, classically trained in driving and martial arts.
Classically.
Mine is more simple. Mine comes down to just grip.
Grip.
You have to have good grip.
Oh, that's
like
true.
That.
How many? I mean, there are a lot of, like,
like how
cliffhanger
many,
scenes.
Yeah, how many scenes you're just like, and he's got, like, the one hand on, like, the beam or the fucking.
I still think it's funny that, like, okay, so we're back to Sly Stallone. The movie the movie Cliffhanger, where he's like, he's holding on to, at the beginning of the movie, he's holding on to that chick.
Yeah.
It's not that Stallone failed. It's that plastic fucking clip that he or she was wearing. I like how a carabiner is like what failed, not Sly Stallone.
Well, like if I was making like a pyramid of attributes, kind of like a food pyramid, like grip's got to be down there, right? Because I mean, the ability to just like just grab somebody that's like falling off a bridge or a cliff, just be able to like.
I think to go along with that, it would have to be the ability to catch.
Yeah,
basically,
great hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, because how many times have you seen like the hero dive like one-handed to grab the vial of like.
The Rock.
Plutonium or something that's going to, like, destroy the world, whatever. Yeah, The Rock, definitely.
Just great hand... Yeah, great diving skills, definitely, like... Definitely were a baseball player in a previous life.
How about the ability to pick up any woman he wants? Like, that's insane.
It's kind of like the... like, because usually, like, they go walking in, and it's just, like, it starts off where they're either instantly attracted to them, or it's, like, the whole, like... and like gives them the smack, and then like they start making out like 2 minutes later.
Pretty much.
That's a pretty good skill.
How about the like you were saying before, like the ability to drive, like they can just like get into any vehicle
any
and
vehicle.
Automatically know.
What is this? What is this? It's a 5-speed. It's a multi-cylinder.
What is this, a helicopter? Yeah, I know how to drive one of these.
Yeah, when I was back in Nam, it's like, dude, you're 30. What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
Dude, your words are just amazing right now.
Thank you.
What was that?
Heroism.
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 Oh, hero.
So speaking of the ability to drive, dude, some people just can't do it. Like, it just
like,
annoys me.
Insert Asian joke here.
Like, in normal life?
Well, okay, so I'm sitting on 465, which is the major highway, one of the major highways here in Indiana, right? And, like, people just don't get the idea of the progression of traffic, right? There's a slow lane, and it's supposed to progress into fast lane. But for some reason, when people get into fucking four lanes, they become like scared or
NASCAR,
just
dude.
Retarded, and they just were like, well, this me, I'm going 60 in the fast lane. Not getting over. Fuck everybody else. Like, what's the deal with that?
Wait, 60 is not fast enough for a fast lane?
No. Not in 465. Have you ever been on 465?
You do like 70 or 80.
Ago. Yeah.
You better have been to Top Gun school before you get on 465 in the fast lane.
I'm just amazed by like how little people pay attention behind the wheel of a fucking 3,000-pound vehicle. Amazed. Just blows my fucking mind.
Like, see some people just like eating or putting makeup on.
It's like, hey man, you gotta be 18 before you smoke that cigarette. But hey, you're 16. Why don't you climb on in this car?
Aboard. Let's go.
It's just ridiculous.
Wait, Kyle, how many speeding tickets have you had?
A lot.
Plenty.
Plenty.
But they had nothing to do with my inability to drive. It just had everything to do with my disregard for the speed limit.
And the safety of others.
No one else was harmed in the making of my traffic tickets.
They could have been easily.
That sounds like something you'd put at the end of a movie. That's what they should have put at the end of Fast.
That's actually what, if you drop down in my visor, it's what it says. You are not liable for.
I don't believe that one.
It's
bit.
True. It's you got me, dude.
I called you out.
It's just my registration and insurance information.
In your visor?
Dude, did we not just talk about how much I get pulled over?
That's true. You got to keep it.
Bam. You know, got to make it easily accessible.
Surprised you just don't blow it up and paste it on the windows.
I might as well. God, I hate cops.
And they probably hate you. No, I'm Kyle.
They probably love me. What are you talking about? I'm fucking like padding.
I drive a Charger.
I hate government spending in general. That includes cop salaries.
Yeah. What about government cheese?
I've never had government cheese. That's a pretty, like, staple a lot of comedians when they talk about how poor they are.
They do.
Like,
they always talk about
government cheese. Like, where is this government cheese at? Like,
No. Yeah. Not government. Gov.
Government. I got it.
Government.
Yeah.
Government.
Government cheese. I don't know, man. I mean, my family's went on WIC when we were kids, but, like...
What?
I don't know. But
it's
I've never...
It's for, like, single women.
It's for... Yeah, I thought... It's for low-income, all low-income
really?
Families, yeah. Huh. But, like, I've, like... We've been on stuff, but, like, I remember, like, waiting in line for government cheese.
I think
it literally just means, like, the cheese that... I think it's kind of like government cheese is, like, the government money.
Like, is it terrible
well,
cheese,
you know,
though?
No.
Like, is the quality bad?
No, I don't think it's actually cheese.
I don't know, dude. I think
I
there is government cheese out there.
You know how money is sometimes
we
referred
should look
to
this
as,
up.
Like, cheddar cheese?
I'm on it.
I think it's literally the money like government gives.
It
to,
might
like,
be like
family.
It might just say government subsidized,
yeah,
but it's still
I
just the same cheese that I get from the grocery
no,
store.
No, I don't. It's not real cheese. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, I think it is.
Okay, well, that's where we differ.
Okay, so you're saying that when a lower income family goes to get food, like cheese is not in their little
no, yeah,
grocery
they
packet?
They might buy cheese, but I think the government cheese is the money that they give.
Hey,
them.
Hey. Delta Dick's trying to talk here.
Government cheese, as defined by Wikipedia, is processed cheese that was provided welfare, food stamp recipients, and the elderly receiving Social Security in the United States from the 60s to the early 90s. Mm.
Hear that? That's another win for me.
Well, chalk it up.
Should I go into the
I like mine.
The history
I
and
like
impact?
Mine better, though, because it has more of a
Because it's
metaphor,
not real.
It has more of a metaphor to it.
Because it's a work of fiction.
It is.
Matt, what were you going to get really hot about? What were you getting really hot about at the restaurant last night? And we were like, oh, we got to pause this. We got to tee this up.
I don't remember.
We started on something, and he just, like, he did that. Like, he got, like, the whole, like, getting ready to just.
He did a lot of topics last night.
Well, we talked about the dating already. That was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, that, I gave my do's and don'ts on that.
Was it the...
it was something else,
was
though.
Was it the overweight lady with the entire dessert tray?
He really did not like
her
at all.
Yeah, it was 35 cent all-you-could-eat chocolate cake.
He really did not like her at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just sorry, but if you're 500 pounds and you gotta fucking, like, fold your fucking fat to get in a booth, you should probably not be eating fucking 9 pounds of cake. You can go ahead and say that it's a fucking addiction all you want, but at some point in time, you got to quit overdosing yourself.
Hey, Matt, this is America.
It is.
People can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, they're not going to be doing whatever the fuck they want as long as everyone's fucking paying for it as a group.
Oh, so you're thinking long term, like...
Fuck yeah, I'm thinking long term.
This girl's... So you think she's definitely on welfare? Like, if
I didn't say she was on welfare.
Well, then why are we paying for her, then? How are we paying for her?
You know, universal health care.
That's not a thing yet, though, here.
It's going to be enacted next year.
All right, everybody, write that down on your calendars.
Yep. Matt can foresee the future.
What is it
called? Who's winning the finals? They call it Obamacare,
but what's it actually called? It's the Affordable Care Act, where everyone's mandated to have health care coverage.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily free like Canada.
No, it's not free, but you have to have it. Yeah. Well, you don't have to have it, but there's... Okay. That's besides the point. Whatever.
We're talking. I don't know. I can't think of it either, though. What do you got really angry about?
Topic.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But what I do remember is Star Wars trivia question of the week.
You got one queued up?
I do have one queued up in my inner lobe of my brain.
Yep. Right. That's usually where they key up at.
So, in Star Wars calendar terms, they go by a certain event. That they go by, like, years. Like, you know, we have B.C. and A.D.
Right.
They go by a three-letter one. Does anybody know what that is?
Kind of like in China, where, like, this is the year of the dog.
Kind of, yeah.
Year of the dragon.
Yeah. Matt? Kyle? Anybody? Anybody?
I think it has something to do with the end of the Old Republic, or the end of the Old Sith Wars, or something like that.
Ooh, that's wrong.
Don't worry.
Ooh, that is wrong.
I'm used to it.
So, it was, it's BBY, and that stands for the battle, or before the Battle of Yavin, and then they have ABY, after the Battle of Yavin. Does anybody know what the Battle of Yavin was?
No, yeah, please tell us, Professor Gary.
Episode 4, wasn't it?
Elaborate.
And?
When they first blew up the, no, that's not when they blew up the first Death Star. That's not Yavin. That'd be episode 6, or when they blew up the one that was, because Yavin was the moon that was, they had the portable generator on it for the shield.
I'm sorry, that was Endor.
Yeah, that was Endor.
So, they fought on...
No, you're right, it was Star Wars New Hope, when they blew up the first Death Star.
Okay.
That was considered the Battle of Yavin.
Even though they never really fought.
Well, they did.
They fought around Yavin in space.
Space battle.
Well, wasn't the Death Star coming in to fucking destroy Yavin?
No, they were coming in to destroy...
That was the base of the Rebels.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened.
Grand Moff Tarkin's just like, don't worry, we're gonna blow him up. And Darth Vader's all like, I hope you're right on this one, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's the best impersonation I've ever heard.
I know. I've been mistaken for
regular old James Earl Jones over here.
James Earl Jones.
You've been
many
mistaken
times.
Before. James, listen, we just need your voice.
Are you guys picture this? Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, tickle fight, best sounding thing ever.
It's true. I'd listen to it.
Oh, man.
I wish that was my alarm that I woke up to. I would wake up in the best mood ever.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. You can't be mad at Morgan Freeman and James Earl Jones laughing.
It's probably pretty funny, though. I would probably pay to hear that.
We could probably make it happen. We just have to get the voice track from them laughing and then, mash it up.
Like, tickle, tickle, tickle. We should actually definitely get on that.
That should be, the intro to our show.
No,
the outro.
We played Andrew Myers' intro today.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Andrew Myers.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll be working with him tomorrow, putting up some brick siding.
Yeah, thank you for one of the only three goddamn iTunes reviews we have. Come on, people!
Yeah.
Get out there!
When we start this Passion in Cell Phones, we're just going to call people and be like,
hey, why the hell aren't you listening to us?
Hey, why haven't you fucking rated us?
Yeah. I like that idea.
What the fuck are you doing?
I feel like we're going to get a lot of, what's a podcast?
What's a PR podcast?
Well, it's like it's like a radio.
Who are we fucking calling? Our grandmothers? Jesus Christ.
No.
I can't call
I
mine.
Think it's going to be a lot of hem-hawing. Like,
well, I really wanted to download you guys, but I got hungry and ate a sandwich instead.
Yeah.
Like, really lame excuses.
Was it at least Manwich?
I don't know.
Dude, fuck Manwich. I will never go back to Manwich.
Speaking of sandwiches, your roommate Chad had a ridiculously big sandwich.
Last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He just, like, hunkered in his bed. It was like he got caught masturbating when we walked in.
Was it all just, like white bread and pickle loaf and mayonnaise?
It was this, like, huge, like, French roll that he fucking cut up.
It's upstairs. I'll show it to you after we're done here.
I think I saw the bread.
It was literally, like, this is how, like, I'm not even exaggerating, I don't think.
No,
it was
about right. I saw the bread yesterday.
And like I said, it like deer caught in the headlights look when we walked in, and he had this sandwich in hand with a bite in his mouth. He's just like, "Holy shit!"
I wish they came out with a machine where you could like core drill those, and then like kind of like sushi where you can insert everything that you want. So like the bread is all one piece, kind of like a corn dog, but I don't want it fried.
Oh, when you said corkscrew, it reminded me, I was watching one of the Food Network channels, and they had, like, the potato on a stick, and the guy made a cork where it just corked around the fucking stick, and they fried it, and
yeah,
that's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. No, actually, I think what they did is they corkscrewed it, and then they put the hot dog in the fucking potato.
Yeah,
and fried
I've seen
it.
That. I've seen that.
Boom! Yeah.
That was my head exploding.
Did I just blow your taste buds?
You remember the
right off your tongue?
What was that? What was that thing called that we watched last weekend after we woke up hungover?
Was it Great Sandwiches?
They had
the best
Freddy.
Thing I've ever.
They had the Freddy
made.
It was the sandwich one, but it was the second one where it was like a chili cheese dog.
Oh my God, that thing was insane!
But instead of a hot dog,
what was it called? Corn.
It's like an enchilada.
Yeah.
Hot dog. Smothered in chili cheese and onions.
That was insane. I could have just eaten that chili, though.
Oh, the mother-in-law. Oh, yeah, that chili looked fucking bomb.
And it had chicken in it, too. Didn't he say that?
No.
No, I'm pretty sure it had spicy chicken.
I think it had
in the actual roll.
Oh, yeah. It was chicken in the, like, enchilada or whatever.
Chicken, hot dog, chili.
I wonder what fried sushi would taste like.
Fried sushi?
I'm sure it's happened before.
Probably tastes delicious.
It might. I guess
that would be an egg roll.
I've always wanted to deep fry a pizza.
Man, that's tricky, dude. I think that's really tricky.
You could probably deep fry one of those like little Tostino ones.
It'd have to be one with all meat.
And
it
you'd
can't
have
be
yeah,
a vegetable.
It would definitely have to be like a meatzilla.
Meatzilla.
Nah, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, because I just... How is... Like the frying of cheese just seems like a fickle.
I would like a pizza, but made on an elephant ear.
Ooh,
that sounds pretty good. It'd have to be the right topping, but it would be
good. The toppings would have to be really like light because I still want the sugary blast.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Sweet potato fries on it.
Would elephant ear make a cut?
No sweet potato fries.
You think, Gary?
Elephant ear? Yeah. No, I don't think it's that spectacular of a sweet.
All right, so let's run down for Matt.
Okay. We each made two choices, and I chose pumpkin pie, and I chose the double chip chocolate chip cookies from Subway. You know, the black ones with the white chocolate chips in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are my two picks so far.
We decided instead to just, like, make very specific ones. So this way it's a lot better than just being, like, fighting over which cake.
Yeah.
You just pick a cake. Pick whatever you like.
Kyle chose German chocolate cake.
Okay.
And what was...
Moose Tracks ice cream.
Moose Tracks ice cream. So we need two from you.
I got number 5 queued up so we can think about it.
Okay.
Strawberry swirl cheesecake.
Strawberry swirl cheesecake.
I mean, I could think of a lot of different cheesecakes. I could hem-haw all day. I'll just make a hard decision right now. But, God, there's so many great cheesecakes out there. Like there you is? Said, you said the pumpkin pie added cheesecake, right?
Yeah.
What a beautiful man.
Does it have to be homemade, or can it just, like, be...
It can be anything. Just
any
something.
Dessert you like.
Yeah.
All right, Cinnabon. the like whatever
big,
those
like a big
are.
Cinnabon.
Yeah, like the one Louis C.K. talks about.
Right.
Or is just,
whatever
just,
those are. I'm pretty sure those are cinnamon rolls.
Were you talking about no one's happy in the line at Cinnabon?
Exactly. Because they know they're about to eat some Cinnabon.
And you know what? You know that frosting on top, right?
It's just hot, gooey jizz.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's pretty. It's whatever. Cinnabons are pretty tasty.
They are.
I remember just even the ones that you come, like, refrigerated and you break off and you put them in the oven and you swirl that, like you said, you put that jizz on there and it's just still tasty.
Now, speaking of cinnamon rolls, are you guys a fan of the orange glaze cinnamon rolls?
No.
Sometimes.
Negative.
I
kind of like them.
For it. No.
Like every, like, five times I eat cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
The fifth one, give
if
me some
the fifth
orange
one
glaze.
I'm biting into it, it's an orange roll.
Yeah.
I'm not spitting it out.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Matt, we need another one.
Matt,
for
have
me.
You ever spit out food?
Well, yeah. Let's see, one more. I guess I would have to go with bacon wrapped dates.
Oh, dude! Oh, dude! Holy shit! I remember when your brother made those.
He made them up the open.
Now
did
you gotta
really?
Describe these to me because I don't know what these are.
Okay, they're dates wrapped
what are
in
dates
bacon.
Again?
They're like dried, not peaches. No, dates are like a actual fruit.
Yeah,
tree thingy. They grow off a tree.
What kind of fruit?
I don't know, fruit. They're like,
well,
it's a goddamn date, dude. Just
I don't
leave
know.
It at that. We don't have enough time to argue on this date.
They grow in the Middle East. I don't know.
It's for our listeners, man.
It's like a big raisin, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
That's
all
like.
I need to
it's
hear.
Like bigger.
Thank
than
you.
A, wait,
Delta Dick.
You're welcome.
Aren't dried out dates prunes? No, that's plums.
I'm sorry. Continue, Alejo.
I don't
whatever. They're dates.
Okay.
You wrap them in bacon and then you fry them in grease, preferably bacon grease.
They're so good.
Now, is this jowl bacon?
Jowl bacon.
Preferably apple smoked thick cut with a bit of a hickory.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
But, I mean, even your normal everyday breakfast bacon will work in a pinch.
In a pinch?
I like that.
Between a rock and a hard place and you have
I
to
like
make
that.
Bacon wrap dates.
I like that a lot.
Dates is just D-A-T-E-S, right?
Yep. I believe so.
Like they don't have a special...
No.
Like the that's thing, like the things I don't go out on? Dates.
Listen, Gary, we get it. You're lonely and you lead a sad little life.
Yeah, just hit me up.
My life is exciting and full of wonderment.
Wonderment? Oh, it's so good you make up words, huh?
Double mint.
Oh, I can say you're spot off mints too. Winter fresh. Mm. I don't think that's it.
I think experiment actually. Would have been a better one to go with.
Well, fucking
it actually
sue
has
me,
mint
okay.
in the name.
What about cinnamint?
Cinnamint? I don't know. Something about that just makes me cringe.
All right, moving on. We got to wrap up.
All right, we're wrapping up. This is us wrapping up.
I always wrap up.
Then fucking wrap up right now.
No.
No, you have to. You shut up late. You have to do the outro.
Yeah, you fucking right. Outro it, Alachode.
I'm not gonna recognize that name,
but everyone else will.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in for another week, even though the last couple have been terrible. This one seemed like it went pretty well.
What are you talking about? The last one was great.
That's like your opinion, man.
You weren't part of it.
That's like your opinion. Man.
Please go to our website, spitballsoffire.com. Check us out. You can check up on our other shows and get up to speed on what we're talking about. And then go to our websites or go to our Facebook and Twitter accounts and hit us up there too. We'd love to hear some feedback. And if we get anything good writing in or you have a topic you want us to discuss, we will discuss it, research it, or probably not research it, but go ahead and talk about it anyways.
No, I'll look it up 10 minutes before the podcast starts.
Yeah. There we go. That sounds about right.
That's anyways, all I can give you.
Thanks again.
Find us, or we will find you.
And God damn it, rate us on iTunes.
That's right. I'm not going to find you.
We're going to get some fucking calls. Yes. Spitballs of fire!
Fire. Peace.